I can't believe it's already Easter again. Time is going faster as I get older. But I am so happy that it's Easter. And I think about everything that has happened in our congregation, in our cities, in our nation, and in the world since last Easter. Some things have changed that I never imagined. Glad I didn't make any bets before the election. Some things have happened I never imagined, and some things continued that I hoped would end. The war in Syria, dropping bombs on innocent civilians, hundreds of thousands of displaced people who are now refugees, racial and religious intolerance, and climate denial, just to name a few. At St. Matthew's, so many people were hit hard with the flu this year. Beloved family members and friends have died, and we're thinking of them today. And we've watched people that we know and love receive difficult diagnoses. Some of our millennial parishioners are working two jobs, trying to find meaningful employment and ultimately their vocation, what God is calling them to do with their gifts, something that brings them joy and where they are contributing to the local society, their local community. Will they find that job? Will they meet someone to share their lives with? Will everything work out? Into the midst of these very real challenges, struggles, and fears, Jesus bursts forth from what was a sealed tomb and says four simple words. Do not be afraid. Now, most of us are a little suspicious when someone says these four words. I've most often heard them while flying, when the pilot comes over the intercom and tells you to tighten your seatbelt or put it on. This is usually when I'm in the restroom, right? And says, oh, we're going to just be going through a little turbulence, but do not be afraid. And then all of a sudden, the plane is jerking up and down, and my coffee goes all over my white shirt and all over my neighbor's pants. And my heart races, and I begin to doubt the pilot's assurances. There are actually three things that the angel or Jesus says in today's gospel. And I want you to remember these four things. There will be a little quiz at the door and a prize, but I want you to remember four things today. The first is the angel's words, which later become Jesus' words. Do not be afraid. The second is, he is going ahead of you. And the third is rejoice. Let's begin with do not be afraid. This is what the angel, in clothing as white as Minnesota snow, says to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary after they experience an earthquake and see the angel rolling back the stone, sealing the tomb, and see that Jesus' body is no longer there. Do not be afraid. Other than pilots, parents, and grandparents, very few other people tell us not to be afraid. In Luke's gospel, the angel Gabriel tells Mary to not be afraid when he gives her the astonishing news that she is going to bear God's son. And if you remember, there's also an angel in Luke who tells the shepherds in the field, do not be afraid, when he informs them about Jesus' birth. Throughout Scripture, angels are usually the ones who tell people, do not be afraid. So if someone is saying this to you, they might be an angel. But why should we not be afraid? Isn't there much to be afraid of? There are all the challenges I mentioned at the beginning of my sermon and more. There is no end to the kinds of things that could happen to us and to those we love. And as Ernest Hemingway once said, life breaks everyone at one time or another, or wears one down. There are many forces in our world that manipulate and divide us by telling us to be afraid. But I want to be clear. Fear not is not a promise that nothing in life can go wrong, because things do go wrong. It's the assurance that whatever happens, God has the power to strengthen and to uphold us. Whatever we face, we don't face it alone. Nothing we encounter is stronger than God's love. And ultimately, God has the last word. Toward the end of the encounter between the two Marys and the angel invites them to see the place where Jesus lay. He then instructs them to go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. He is going ahead of you. Whoever you are, and whatever you do, imagine that the next time you set out for work, for a walk around the neighborhood, or go forth into the world, Jesus is going ahead of you, and you will meet him there. Jesus is preparing the way and the groundwork for whatever you are called to do. The Holy Spirit is already up to something everywhere you go, and in the life of every person you meet. You just need to be attentive so you can listen and learn what God is up to in that situation or in that person's life, and then join up with what God is already doing. When Jesus encounters the women who've just left his empty tomb and are hustling back to tell the disciples what they've seen and what the angel said, Jesus says, greetings. Now, that seems kind of odd to me, and especially since they haven't seen him since his death. But the Greek word that Jesus uses here for greeting can also mean rejoice. Greetings sounds like something a robot would say. Greetings, greetings, favorite one. Rejoice is more like it, for there is so much to rejoice in and about. Jesus is alive, and all the people and the powers who were threatened by him could not ultimately kill him. Jesus is more than a prophet or a great teacher like Socrates or Gandhi. Jesus is risen from the dead, and he is the Lord. His future is our future. Fear not. He is going ahead of you, and rejoice are three critical statements that I hope you remember as you leave this place. Meditate on these words. Repeat them into what is sure to be a difficult situation, meeting, or conversation, and make them your daily prayer. Jesus' resurrection frees us to join what God is doing because we no longer need to fear the future. Even amidst the forces of loss, violence, and death, God creates new life. That is the heart of our story as followers of the way of Jesus. If there ever was a time to claim that promise, it is now. May we not be afraid. May we meet Jesus who goes ahead of us in our daily lives and join in his recreation of the world. And may we rejoice. Christ is risen. Alleluia.